The word of the Lord came to David, telling him, "Your kingdom will endure forever." This is found in 2 Samuel 7, 12 through 16. Brother David Johnson will tell us about this promise to David on this Words of Life program. We are supported by the prayers and contributions of Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers. We will hear Brother Johnson a little later in the program, but first we present songs and a prayer to our mighty God.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Stranger, while traveling.
Please pray with me. Lord, as human beings, we get to enjoy some special times in our lives. Talking to you, our Heavenly Father, through Jesus is always special, and for this we thank you. Please use the words of this program so that all that is said will bless us and challenge us. Please also be with all who are working to uphold your holy name. We know from the study of your word that Jesus is going to call us to be with him at your appointed time. Help us to be ready for this great event, and thank you for listening to us today. In the name of Jesus, amen. Based upon 2 Samuel chapter 7, 12 through 16, Brother David Johnson will present a sermon entitled, Your Kingdom Will Endure Forever.
Thank you for listening to these Words of Life radio broadcasts. Wherever you are, I'm thankful for your presence, for your listening. The title for the lesson is, Your Kingdom Will Endure Forever. And our primary text is taken from 2 Samuel in the Old Testament, the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verses 12 through 16, a very important passage. Listen to the Word of God. This is the Lord speaking as Samuel wrote concerning David and his royal dynasty. When your days are over and you rest with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, who will come from your own body, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. When he does wrong, I will punish him with the rod of men, with floggings inflicted by men. But my love will never be taken away from him, as I took it away from Saul, whom I removed from before you. Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever. Almighty God has made many promises in Scripture. In a more formal and prominent way, a few of these promises are referred to as covenants. Our topic today is concerning the Davidic covenant given to King David of Israel. Christians in the 21st century church may wonder, what does the Davidic covenant revealed thousands of years ago addressed to Israel have to do with Christians today? Stay tuned. The answer is coming. The context for our study passage, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 12 through 16, which is just a small portion of this important subject, is that God promised a ruling dynasty through David. Not that this ruling dynasty would continue uninterrupted, but that it would eventually continue forever. Our text refers to what would happen after David's death, covenanted by God. 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 12. When your days are over and you rest with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, who will come from your own body, and I will establish his kingdom. Note the preceding verse ending of 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 11, which says, The Lord declares to you that the Lord himself will establish a house for you, meaning that the Lord himself unconditionally would establish a royal house, a dynasty of kings from David's bloodline descendants. According to scholars, from King David to King Zedekiah, the last king of his line who ruled was a royal dynasty of 415 years. For some perspective, the longest-lasting royal house reign over England and Wales was the Plantagenet dynasty for 245 years by way of 8 kings. David's house included 21 kings and 415 years. The promise that David and his seed would be kings fulfilled the even more ancient Abrahamic covenant, the blessing that the patriarchs would be the forefathers of kings, prophesied long, long before David. Listen to Genesis chapter 17 and verses 5 through 7. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you, for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. Let's continue in our text. 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 13. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. Again, as students of Scripture, we need to understand the context. Consider 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 7, which are the words of the Lord reported to David. Wherever I have moved with all of the Israelites, did I ever say to any of their rulers, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Also, listen to a parallel passage in the same context in 1 Chronicles chapter 22 and verse 6 and following. Then he called for his son Solomon and charged him to build a house for the Lord, the God of Israel. David said to Solomon, my son, I had it in my heart to build a house for the name of the Lord my God. But this word of the Lord came to me, you have shed much blood and have fought many wars. You are not to build a house for my name, because you have shed much blood on the earth in my sight. But you will have a son who will be a man of peace and rest, and I will give him rest from all of his enemies on every side. His name will be Solomon, and I will grant Israel peace and quiet during his reign. He is the one who will build a house for my name. He will be my son, and I will be his father. And I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. Therefore, putting all of this together, there are 3 points to understand regarding 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 13. First, the one who will build is Solomon, the immediate son of David. Secondly, build a house for my name means a literal house, or first temple for the Lord. Thirdly, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever, refers to the greatest son of David, meaning Messiah king to come. Now, it's the next verse that's troublesome until properly understood. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 14a. I will be his father, and he will be my son. We need to understand that originally, in the Bible manuscripts, there were no verse divisions nor any punctuation. These were added by translators hundreds of years later. Listen to the last part of what is to us, verse 13, and the first part of verse 14. It would read, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. All of that refers to Messiah King, the one and only Son of God, whom was to come. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 14b. When he does wrong, I will punish him with the rod of men, with floggings inflicted by men. This portion refers, or this phrase, this verse, this refers to the immediate temporal King Solomon and all his house of successive Davidic kings. Why? Because the Son of God, Messiah, the Christ, never, ever did wrong. He never sinned. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21 in the New Testament confirms this. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. It's helpful to know that many biblical prophecies have a dual meaning. There is an immediate meaning and there is an ultimate meaning. From the perspective of the prophets, of course, it was often difficult to untie the two, but they remain distinct. This is illustrated like seeing a mountain range in the distance. When you first notice it, you might see two peaks, seemingly right next to each other. Yet it's only as you get closer to the mountain range that you discover that these peaks are miles apart. The immediate son of David, Solomon, sinned, as did all of his royal descendants, and therefore were disciplined by God. Nevertheless, God will always keep his unconditional covenant or promise to David regarding his royal dynasty. Only Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God, Messiah King, never sinned. This is confirmed regarding the Davidic line in 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 15. But my love will never be taken away from him, as I took it away from Saul, whom I removed from before you. The Davidic covenant remains intact today and forever in the person of David's greatest son, even Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Son of God. This is repetitively emphasized. 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 16. Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever. Note four key words: house, kingdom, throne, forever. Now consider in the New Testament, Luke chapter 1, verses 32 and 33, which says, he will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. Clearly, the throne, the house, his kingdom, forever, would all be perfectly fulfilled by Jesus Christ, the divine Son of God. That ultimate outcome is guaranteed by Almighty God. Yes, Christ is reigning in heaven now, but he will also return to this earth to reign literally, physically, on David's throne on this earth. It is written, Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 7, of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. So how does the Davidic covenant, given thousands of years ago, have the personal application to Christians today? At least by two monumental truths. Number one, the greatest son, the greatest descendant of David, is not only the King of Kings, not only God's uniquely anointed one, the Messiah, the Christ, but manifestly the Son of God in his divinity, and the Son of Man in his humanity, our Savior, truly God, truly man, our substitute, who died for our sin and was raised out from amongst the dead. The Davidic covenant guaranteed the God-man, our Savior. Secondly, in this world, is there peace? Is there peace between nations? Is there peace within nations? Is there even peace within families? Is there consistent justice? Is there consistent righteousness? Has there ever been, since sin entered planet Earth, peace and justice and righteousness? No, there hasn't been. But when Jesus Christ comes, for those who enter the millennial reign, which will only be saved people, some in their natural bodies, but many in their glorified bodies. Those with the glorified bodies, they will be consistently just, consistently righteous, and they have peace with God because they're glorified. They're in their resurrected bodies, perfected bodies by God. Yes, it is true that there will be people born during the millennium. And there comes the rub later at the end of the 1,000 years. But that's another lesson. When it says regarding the Davidic covenant, your kingdom will endure forever, means Jesus Christ is returning and will change forever all the wrongs to establish pure righteousness and complete justice. And in Christ, all believers will enjoy Christ's perfect kingdom reign forever. And these are tremendous truths and promises from the living God.
Thank you.
God's word is truthful and his promises are sure. We know that we can trust Jesus for our salvation. We pray that you're already a Christian. If not, please understand that you need to first believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. We are also shown in God's word that believers are to repent of sins, confess Jesus as Savior, and be baptized by water immersion. Please consider this decision today. To receive a free CD of this and next week's program, ask for program 2341. That's 2341. And thank you for listening. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.